In about a half hour, your Friday fix. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? Roving travel reporter, as always, Clue now. Clue after the 11 o'clock news, and then the full travel log later. Here is your first clue. This famous city's original Spanish name translates as the Town of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels, on the Ponquincula River. The name was eventually shortened to just two words, a name we all recognize instantly. What do you think? Any early ideas? I think you and I can plump early. The whole angels thing is ringing something for me. I think we're in the States, right? 81333-RUSS when you drop by and say hi. On the phone where it's free, it's 0800-389-3333. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. One clue we've had, the next one at 11. If you can plump, get in touch, but I'm really looking forward to the travel log a little later on. Is it LA? Ooh, oh, see, that's the angels thing, isn't it? I think so. Hi to Jackie in York. My friends have told me the history of this city. I think it's LA. He's a star in New York. He's a star in LA. Lots more of your suggestions as well. If you think it is LA, you want to back us up on that one. Finally, I can see your note here. Friday night again. And is it Mossack night? I sense some plumping afoot. Based off that first clue, I think we've plumped reasonably early. Jules in Scarborough. Hi there, Jules. And he's definitely in LA. Mark on the Facebook page. He's in LA, Russ. Maybe. Time for clue number two.
The sound of West Yorkshire.
And all the music you love. BBC.
On the way within the next half hour, where in the world was Andy Mossack? Our Friday night fix. Friday, you mean, of course. Now, we've had the first clue. Really solid leads. I think we're pretty much all the way plumped. Maybe this will cement it for us. This city is known as the entertainment and movie capital of the world. Its star-studded walk of fame began in 1957 with over 2,600 five-pointed brass stars of famous celebs are embedded in the pavement. Well, I don't think it's Coventry, and I'm fairly certain it's not Birmingham. So I think we've managed to narrow it down. I agree with you on this one. However, if you know different, and you may know different, it's 81333-RUSS. If you want to confirm, it's 0800-389-3333 on Twitter at Dame Edith Evans. I'm really looking forward to this. Full travelogue, Mr. Andy Mossack, is coming in about 10 minutes. Thank you, Tony the Trucker. Safe travels. Speaking of travels, it's that time of the week again. Nothing screams Friday night like hearing this man's voice. It really means the weekend is just about to begin. We've had the two clues. We've not had a solitary guess at away from anything else, so it's all been one answer. And there were loads I didn't get the chance to say hi to. So hi to Peter, also Joe, and Mary. All saying, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Hello, Andy Mossack.
Happy Friday, Russ. How are you?
Happy Friday. I'm feeling good. I'm full of pith and vinegar.
Pardon? Oh, yes.
Yes. Are you listening on Medium Wave? Excellent. Yes, so full of pith and vinegar and waiting for the weekend here. Everything all right with you?
Yeah, I can't believe it's 7 days already gone by and we're back again. It's so quick when lockdown.
It is. It's quick. Yeah. It's flying by, but also dragging in a terrifying way. But however, this always makes me feel better. We believe, the collective minds here, we are in the Crowded Apple, otherwise known as Los Angeles.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. And Tinseltown, La La Land, whatever you want to call it.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a playground for the rich and famous and the crazies. It's lovely, yeah. And I thought I'd make it dead easy because I thought I'd throw a little slant on this because, it's a great city, but it is massive. You know, it's sprawling, freeways going everywhere.
Mm.
And most people kind of, if you go there, you know, you either go to Disneyland, the original Disneyland, of course, not the Florida one, and... Mm-hmm. Universal Studios, Warner Brothers studio tours, you know, you might do a Stars home tour, or you do, as we said, the Hollywood Walk of Fame at Grauman's Theatre. But everyone does all of those, right? Six Flags Magic Mountain is a great roller coaster park. You know, that's about 30 miles outside of downtown. But it is such a big, sprawling place. And I just thought I'd throw in a couple of, if anyone ever finds them there, you know, on the way somewhere else, or if you're in LA, there are a few lovely places to go off the beaten track, you know, off sort of the tourist grindstone, so to speak, that it's worth exploring, you know, and I think it'll give you a little added dimension to the place.
I think, isn't it true that the commute from LAX, which is the airport in LA, but the commute from the airport to the city and back again, either end of the journey, it's amongst like the most congested passageway to an airport possible. It can take hours at random times for no apparent reason. But I mean, it's massive. There are a lot of people there. Where do you even start somewhere like LA?
Well, I mean, if, like I said, if you've already done some of the obvious tourist haunts, you know, there's some really nice things to do, for instance. I mean, I like walking a city or a town. I love walking it because it gives you a nice, a completely different dimension to a visit, really. You know, you meet characters, there's people doing everyday things. It's a pretty nice thing to just sort of lazily walk around. And so I found myself, one time I was there walking during the day, took a walk down Sunset Boulevard. And it's a really long road, windy around, but you come across all kinds of things to do there as you walk around. And then you find yourself in Sunset Strip, you know, which was the iconic place, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, you know, the Whiskey A Go-Go, which was a fantastic musical club, right? The Doors started there. They were found there, discovered. Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses. I mean, anyone in the music business played the Whiskey, right?
Yeah.
And it's still going. And when I walked past it, there was a band practicing, actually, in the afternoon. And, you know, I just sort of snuck in the back door and had a look at it. And, you know, I got a nice little buzz from that. And you walk a bit further and you get to the Troubadour, you know, the Troubadour, Elton John, James Taylor, Carole King.
This is where Elton John was really like discovered in the States, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I stood outside and sort of, you know, it was like me going to church, really. I thought, wow, look at that. And I just found all these great places to walk along in Sunset Boulevard. It's really nice. And if you just go off Sunset, there's Laurel Canyon. And, it takes you about 20 minutes to go up to Laurel Canyon, walking. And in the 60s, you know, it's where all the singer-songwriters used to live. Yeah, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Jim Morrison, Jackson Browne.
It's one hell of a neighbourhood, really.
I mean, it's fantastic, you know, and it's right. I mean, it's above the city, so it's fresh air and it's like being a sort of a little nature refuge, really. That's a lovely, lovely, lovely thing to do. And while you're up there, you can go and visit Griffith Park, which is a really big park, but it's got a lot of films used to be shot there. I mean, the most famous one at Griffith Park was Rebel Without a Cause.
Yes.
And shot in the observatory there. They've got a really interesting observatory if you're into stargazing. That's pretty cool. And anyone who wants to hike, you can go from there. You can hike up to the Hollywood sign, which is quite nice. And there's a lovely little story, actually, because after George Harrison passed away, they planted a pine tree right on the observatory. And then they had to take it down because it got a beetle infestation and died.
No. The George Harrison Memorial Tree... It was brought down by beetles.
But beetles, you couldn't make it up, could you?
That can't be true. That's, oh, man.
It's honest to God, it's true. Yeah,
and
it's
that true. Is why you can't have oat nice, isn't it? Because things like that happen.
I know.
Is it like walking around a big... I've never been to LA, but is it like... you know, because you must be, as you're walking around everywhere, you're seeing locations from film and television for, like, you know, the last 70 years.
Exactly. Well, you see, most people drive because it's so stretched out everywhere. You do need a car, but if you're staying like I'm, you know, in these particular neighborhoods, you can walk around and really do well. And there's a couple of lovely macabre things I've got to throw in for you. One is Westwood Cemetery. It's now called Pierce Brothers Westwood Village Memorial.
Right.
Marilyn Monroe's buried there. And it's a really quiet, lovely little place. And she's in this walled crypt. And next to it used to be empty. When I was there 3 years ago, it was empty. And I said to the guy who kind of runs the cemetery, you know, is there, you know, who's actually owns that? He said, I can't tell you. Can't tell you.
Can't
it's
tell you.
A secret. Can't say. Anyway, Hugh Hefner is now in there next to her. So that's a nice little side story, because who knows?
It's like the same as going down.
Did you and Marilyn know each other, do you think?
I've no idea. It's all those things that flash through your mind when you go like Highgate Cemetery. Do you know what I mean? And you just kind of
see
like remarkable people, the resting places on this.
That's right. But this place has got Kirk Douglas, Peter Falk, Frank Zappa, Daryl Zanuck from 20th Century Fox.
Yeah,
the big boss. Roy Orbison doesn't actually have a stone. He's got a little bush. Because the guy told me, he said he didn't want to, you know, he wanted somewhere that's still living above him. So he's got a little bush there, Natalie Wood, Billy Wilder. But the one I really like, I must tell you, the one I really love, and you'll love this, Forever Hollywood, which is another cemetery, it's called Forever Hollywood, right?
Right.
It is in the back lot of Paramount. And
there's a cemetery at the back of Paramount.
Yeah, they sold off part of the back lot of Paramount for this cemetery. It was back in 1920 or something. They did that. And there's interesting people there. Mel Blanc, you remember him from Looney Tunes?
One of the greatest voice artists that's ever lived.
Exactly. And you know what he's got on his stone? That's all, folks.
Oh, of course he does.
Brilliant. So, yeah, so you've got Judy Garland there, the Ramones, Johnny Ramone, Cecil B. DeMille, Rudolph Valentino.
No.
Bugsy Siegel, yeah. Bugsy Siegel's there. But the listen to this. The great one is there's a little stone for Toto, Judy, Wizard of Oz.
Toto the little dog. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's buried there. But the funny thing is about this place is they do film screenings at night. Right, they project movies onto a mausoleum, so
that's
you go
amazing.
There. Honestly, you can only get that in LA, right?
That's amazing.
But
I mean,
you got to go and see that. That's a great place.
Go and watch a film being projected on a mausoleum when you're surrounded by Hollywood royalty.
I know. And then my other tip, and I'm trying to throw them all in because I don't like to hog it, but for £2 you can get a bus. Right, or a tram, and you take it, and it's like your own little sort of tour yourself. It takes you around Rodeo Drive, Hollywood, Sunset, and over the canyons to Santa Monica.
Right.
It's only 50 minutes, and it costs you £2 to get there. And you go, you know, like I said, you get your own sort of personal tour, first of all the sort of sites, just on the, it's just a normal bus. But when you get to Santa Monica, it's a really cool place because it's the start and finish of Route 66. So that's got to be, you know, you've got to stand on the start and finish line, so to speak. It's Highway 1, it's that great drive from LA to San Francisco, which is all the way along the ocean front. That's a really iconic drive.
Yeah.
It's a hip and trendy place. You know, there's the wooden pier with the Ferris wheel. Very, very iconic place in Santa Monica. And then next door is Venice Beach. And,
there's bodybuilders galore there, isn't
bodybuilders,
there?
Bodybuilders, Muscle Beach, yeah. And it's called Venice because it's got lots of canals in there and it's really lovely. It's a lovely, lovely part. So,
lots of
Santa
options,
Monica.
Mate. Lots of options. I mean, LA, one of the great cities of the world, massive,
yes,
loads of.
For sure.
I mean, you can talk about, you know, are there any decent hotels? Yeah, there's like some of the finest in the world. There are budget ones. The food, you can get anything that you can imagine. It's got everything you would possibly want. Great beaches and all sorts of stuff. So it's been great to hear a few extra tips. I am fascinated by the prospect of watching a film projected on a mausoleum well surrounded by Hollywood. That's the cool. See, these are the tips you get from Andy Mossack, all of these.
That's it.
Absolutely stellar. Are you free next week? We'll do it again.
Of course, mate. Wouldn't miss it.
Excellent. We'll talk to you then. It wouldn't be Friday without Mr. Andy Mossack.
Get your weekend sorted.